Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Would losing Juan Soto to the Mets hurt more than losing other players? And it's a very fair question. Hal's answer? No. As I said, we're going to be in the mix for Soto. If it doesn't work out, it's going to hurt a little bit no matter where he goes. That's another one, Teak, where I would not say you leaving me would hurt a little bit. I would say I'd be devastated. We'll, of course, have a backup plan, but no, we would not be happy if we lost Juan Soto.
That sounds like, yeah, you know what? If we lose him, then you convince yourself we'll be all right. We'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be good. We got a good enough farm system. Everything that we've always done over the history of our organization, it's panned out. So even if we, for the first time, don't get a free agent that we want to keep, we'll be okay.
Right.
You know why? Because we're the Yankees.
Because we're the Yankees.
And, I mean, I'm not saying there's an arrogance there, but it's just, it's also like dismissive of the one of the great players in the game.
It has a dismissive feel to it. It has a dismissive and a I'm trying to lower expectation feel.
Yeah.
Except the next thing he said. Because the next thing he said is the kind of the quote I put on my wall if I'm a Yankee fan and say, this is why you better sign him. Quote, we've got the ability to sign any player we want to sign. Think about that for a second. God. We've got the ability to sign any player we want to sign. So here's how I read that. If you get outbid for Juan Soto, you simply chose, yeah, we have the money.
Right, we don't want to.
We decided we don't want to do that.
No way.
That's unacceptable.
That's just messing with you. Messing with my emotions, Smokey. From Friday, for those who don't know.
It's a great movie. It's a
great movie. Yes. That's what that sounds like.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to set you guys up to be let down because, you know what? We might not be able to sign Juan Soto. We're going to give it our best effort. But you know what? If we want to sign Juan Soto, we have all the money in the world to sign Juan Soto.
Well, it's
basically what he said.
It's also like a comment a child says. Like, yeah, if I want to beat you in one-on-one basketball, I can beat you anytime I want. Well, then go beat him. Like, if my son said to me, because that's something my 8-year-old would say, oh, Dad, I could beat you in basketball anytime I want. And then I beat him. Well, you didn't beat me, son. But I can beat you anytime I want. But I just kicked your ass. You can't say.
Eventually, you got to let him win, Evan.
Well,
you got to let him win so they get some confidence.
I don't know what age you're supposed to stop doing that. That's a debate for another day. We'll get into that. I don't want to do that right now. I have a very serious conversation. We've got the ability to sign any player we want to sign is a quote that will live in infamy if they don't re-sign Juan Soto. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not. In fact, I have now ordered a 22 unnamed pinstripe jersey because he's coming back. You don't say that if he's not coming back and you're not doing that. Look, I think the only caveat here is they have the ability. They're going to give Juan Soto an offer, and if that offer is topping whatever Steve Cohen's offer, the only way he loses out in that opinion is if Soto doesn't give them a chance to like match beyond that, right? Like if he went to Cohen after that and Soto said whatever.
Right, it becomes a bidding war, and then he give me your best offer. You give him the best offer. He goes gets a better one and says, man, I asked you for your best offer,
right?
And you didn't give it to
and
me.
And he doesn't give Hal the chance to match over that. So I take that as the – and also, I bet you there's a part of Hal – and, you know, there's other quotes there that he's tired of being told he's not going to spend, he's not going to have all this money. And I would argue if the Yankees do, and when they do end up signing Juan Soto, the best thing that happened to Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees and staying stagnant was Steve Cohen, because it's pushed him to have a little goal and bring this up.
I think that's absolutely fair. I think that's fair. Hal Steinbrenner on the importance of keeping Juan Soto, especially in the context of fans' desires. Quote, I've got ears. I know what's expected of us. Well, then you got to sign him. Then you got to sign him. Then I don't want to hear about, I don't know. We'll see.
It's a very confusing presser.
If he's got ears.
I'm a little lost there.
He's giving you mixed messages?
He's giving me, again, he's messing with my emotions. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think about Juan Soto.
Yeah, it's.
Especially with the Dodgers lurking in the corner over there.
Ah, forget that.
Not really interested until they are.
They're not a real threat.
Okay.
I had read an article before Hal had met the media written by the great Bob Clappish. Bob Clappish has been covering baseball for a million years, and it was an article that gave me positivity that the Yankees were going to re-sign Juan Soto. I'll read a few excerpts. Steinbrenner seems undeterred by Steve Cohen. He's believed to be, quote, 100% committed to being competitive with Cohen, according to one person familiar with the owner's thinking. Mm. Now, that sounds good, but the truth is, you can't be competitive. You got to beat him. Now, do we all agree? Because I'm starting to hear this cope from some Yankee fans. Well, not great defensively.
Oh, stop.
That's nonsense.
Okay, stop. I just want to make sure. We are committed to, as crazy as this gets, because I know I am. I'm raising my hand as a Mets fan.
It doesn't matter, because in 4 years, 3 or 4 years, he's going to be the DH.
That's how you view it?
That's how I view it.
But you're willing to go to any area to keep him?
Yes.
Financially?
100%.
You agree with that, John?
Because I think it's financially worth it.
I agree with that.
Especially that age. And I don't think he's even going to be a DH that soon. I think it might be like 8 years.
But you are going to promise me, and if you disagree, it's fine. You have every right to disagree. You're going to argue about it, that there is no walk-away price. There's no. Robbie
Evan,
can know how to walk-away price, and I think we all knew it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no walk-away price for Juan Soto.
Evan, I'm going to promise you this, and I'm going to stay steadfast in this. If you are a Yankee fan, put on the big boy pants, tie that belt tight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And stop making pre-excuses because you're scared of losing Juan Soto. He is 100% one of the top three baseball players in the world. The Yankees should and have all the funds to sign him. If for whatever reason they don't start saying, well, you know, he was a bit butcher in right field. No. That means that our owner didn't go to do a good enough job after trading a billion pitching prospects to sign a guy they absolutely have to have. Be mad at the owner. Don't cope and act like Soto doesn't belong. That's nonsense.
I agree with you. I think this has been set up, and I feel this way on my side as a Met fan, and you were pretty eloquent with what you said, where this is going to come down to the owner. I'm going to be upset with my owner if he's not the highest bidder. You're going to be upset with your owner if
damn
you're
right.
not the highest bidder.
Damn right.
And let's all agree on this. Can we all come together? Because I know this is like a Met-Yankee war.
Yes, let's.
We should put our hands in together and say, anybody but the Dodgers and the Phillies, okay?
Right.
We cannot have, especially the Phillies. I know you're not in their league.
Just let it be one of us.
Let it be one of us. Yes. I signed for that.
Well, the Blue Jays can have it. It's going to be the
They're
Mets.
They're in your division.
So will the Mets in 3 years.
Well, that's true. I already gave that one to you. The Phillies, no way. The Dodgers, no way. He's the enemy of all of us, if that's the case. But I would tell you right now, if it's not my team, let it be the Yankees.
All right. Agreed.
I do not want it. I know Boston, Toronto does little against me. I'm just signing this blood pact because I don't want him in Philadelphia, who I'm definitely afraid of. I'm afraid of the Phillies. And if you ask me why...
Why are you afraid of them? Because they can't quite get there.
Because they... You talk about the Dodgers and what they do to spend. True.
Right.
They have spent. The Phillies signed Bryce Harper. They signed Trey Turner to a billion-year contract.
Right, but it hasn't worked.
Their town got Saquon.
That's not the point of it. Worked or not, they got to a World Series. They haven't won a championship.
Yeah, but it didn't work.
Well, has it worked for the Dodgers until this year? They won the Mickey Mouse title in 2020.
Yeah,
what did it do in 21, 22, 23?
Yeah, but, I mean, the Mickey Mouse title, let's call that for what it is. But right after that, they did Mookie Betts, right?
And what'd they win?
And nothing.
Okay, the Phillies won more.
And then they realized it wasn't good enough. So let's go get Ohtani. Let's go get Yamamoto.
Well, that's what the Phillies are doing. That's what the Phillies would be doing if they signed Juan Soto. I'm afraid of the Phillies. You got to take this Middleton seriously. He's got a lot of money. He's talked a big game.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about my owner, Steve Cohen. They have a high payroll, but he hasn't brought in the big fish yet. That hasn't happened.
Cohen. Yeah, not the long-term fish. He brought in the short-term big fish.
Mega fish he has not brought in yet. Middleton has. They brought in Bryce Harper. Even to a degree, Trey Turner. Like, I need to see my owner do it. And by the way, that'll be reflective a little after 5 o'clock because I'm going to release the latest Evan Roberts New York Sports Owners Rankings. I have an official list. I worked hard on it. Woody Johnson forced me to update it earlier this morning with his craziness. And you'll see that Steve's got some work to do. But bottom line is this. Blood packed. Mets or Yankees?
Hey, Tommy.
Can't have him in Philly. Can't have him in L.A. Let's go to Paul in Plainview. How are you, Paul?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Good, man. What's up?
Preface this by saying I'm a realistic bordering on negative Yankee fan. Number one, has there been any rumblings of Soto's willingness to take deferred money?
No. I think the only willingness I heard was Boris is not a big fan of it, so it's likely that we're not going to get that much deferred money in a Juan Soto contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My other point was that there are advantages to not signing him as a Yankee fan, only because I could see the Yankees signing him and then that being it. Hal telling the fans, basically, be happy with this. I'm not doing anything else. There are glaring holes on this team. There are a lot. You need either a second or a third baseman,
right?
Depending what you do with Jazz. You need bullpen help. You definitely need a a number two or
Paul, a 1A starter. But Paul, I want to push back. Let me push back on this. You're right that there are other things they need to do. Juan Soto agrees with you because apparently in that meeting he talked about the upgrades he'd want to see on the Yankees as well. But if you lose Juan Soto, sure, you've just freed up the $50 million you're not spending. You have to replace Juan Soto too. So not only are you refilling the holes you just talked about, how are you replacing an offensive force like Juan Soto?
Well, you really can't because there's nobody else like him. And
exactly.
That would be the same thing for everybody else that misses out on him just because they didn't have him.
But that's why you're better signing him.
Right. It doesn't feel as bad for teams, everybody else other than the Yankees, because you didn't experience it.
Correct.
You didn't live it. You didn't see the impact that it had when Judge and everybody else went through their moments of slumping. Juan Soto was always consistent. Yeah, there was a little bit of time, but you know what I mean. He was always that guy. Whether he's always getting on base. No, even if he's not hitting the ball hard, he's walking.
So you just freed up $50 million you're not spending on Soto. Cool. How are you replacing him and filling all those holes? Like, you act like it's so easy. How are you doing it? You're going to sign two free agents? Like, oh, I'll just sign Anthony Santander and Alex Bregman. Okay, do you think that makes you better? I disagree with you.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I don't think it does. So I don't think there's a really good baseball argument to, hey, they're better off walking away. This is about money. This is about a willingness to spend.